Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gorgé Group Half Year 2021 Results. I now hand over to Raphaël Gorgé, Chairman and CEO. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Raphaël Gorgé, and I am with Loïc Lebert, and we will comment for half year results 2021. To go directly on page three, the key advances of the first semester 2021 were on the revenue side. We are happy to back on track on the growth trajectory that we had in the past and which is supported by a sound market. The profitability, which is probably the most important element of this presentation, we see a structural change in the profitability of the group profile, and now I would say we are quite proud to present this because we think also it might continue in the coming years. And the general outlook is a strong position to seize new opportunity and contract. On page five, I will come back on the drone activity for the H1. Many progresses on different fronts. Probably the most important topics is the execution of what we call BENL contract with the Belgium and Netherlands navies. Major steps were achieved in H1. First, the successful first trial of the EUMETSAT sonar, delivering the first high-quality images. And also, probably more important, the preliminary design review, which has been approved by the client, confirming that the solution will and the technical solution that we have designed will meet the requirements requested by the client. But also, we are well prepared for the next steps. The management team in Belgium is set. I will personally do the inauguration of the R&D site in Mouscron, near the French frontier, but in Belgium, next Tuesday. And also the construction of our production site in Austin is underway and has started a few months ago. Also quite important to notice, we have some positive signal on the AGV development. The first successful test in a real-life situation occurred a few months ago, and in September we have some demonstration to potential new customer ongoing. On the 3D printing division on page six, a new site is now running, hosting the 3D printing fleet in France. Roughly 40 3D printing machines, the engineering design services, and the production of the SLS printer. As you remember, we have regrouped four sites onto this new site. This will fostering operational synergies and improve our capacity to answer growing client needs. And important to notice, because it's an important preoccupation for us, a virtuous carbon-efficient building to contribute to a more responsible production. Also, even if it's July, even if it happened in July, the return of external growth with the acquisition of Creavis, creating one of the largest 3D printing service in Europe with a fleet of 52 printers, strongly complementary with Prodways in terms of technologies and clients. The integration has already started, and I can announce that Creavis has already sold parts produced by Initial. The cross-selling, is on its way. And on the engineering and protection system division, the order intake remained at a good level, plus 10% compared to H1 2020. consulting in engineering and fire protection business are performing well, even if the new division Steady is still losing money because it hasn't reached its cruise level of activity. On the nuclear side, midterm perspectives are good. We still have some short-term challenges to restore profitability due to difficulties on all contracts, especially on ITER, which is, as you may know, a very difficult project for many suppliers, and we are not, Beaumaire is not an exception to this. So we are facing some difficulties, and this nuclear business, representing 8% of the turnover, is losing money on H1. I will leave the floor to Loïc for the financial results.
Thank you, Raphael. I'm Loïc Lebert, the CFO of Groupe Gorgé. H1 revenues reached 135.5 million euros, up 25%, and 30% in organic growth. The difference is the sale of the subsidiary Vandamme in July 2020. Each of the three divisions experienced significant growth with a favorable base effect compared to 2020. Drones and Systems division grew by 36% to 58.8 million euros, driven in particular by the doubling of the contribution of the BEML contract. The 3D printing division grew by 27% to 34.1 million euros, with very favorable trends in materials and medical activities. And finally, the fire protection activity and engineering supported the growth of the engineering and protection systems division with 25 organic growth to 43.3 million euros. Slide number 10, income from ordinary activities for the first half was very satisfactory, reaching 6.2 million euros compared with minus 4.3 million in 2020 and plus 3.1 million euros in 2019. However, the performance of the first half was penalized, as already said by Raphael, by Steady, whose offer was launched in H2 2020 and which has not yet reached its break-even point. It was overall penalized by the nuclear activities, which were impacted by unfavorable margin trends on all contracts, which are still in progress. The good overall performance results in particular from the rise of the DENS drone and system division, which has the highest EBITDA margin at almost 21% for the first half. The transformation of the 3D printing division also enabled positive operating results for the first time in its history. The 3D printing division also benefits from a 0.9 million euro waiver of a debt from US government in the context of COVID. Page 11, you can read the simplified income statement, and as I already said, it clearly shows a positive trend in all the aggregates. The EBITDA margin is almost 12% at 16 million euros. Operating profit amounted to 4.3 million euros with an improvement in each of the three divisions. Operating income was minus 14.3 million in 2020 with significant exceptional impairment and was zero in 2019. Due to an unfavorable tax effect, net income amounted to 0.7 million. Slide 12, the group's financial position is perfectly sound and was strengthened in the first half of the year. Debt was restructured in the first quarter with the signing of a 145 million euros syndicated loan, of which 120 million is confirmed and 25 million can be used for external growth operations. This is a sustainability-linked financing, as the achievement of ESG criteria could impact the margin. Available cash is at a very high level, 70 million euros, and the group has undrawn credit lines for more than 30 million euros. Net debt reached 57 million euros, up 26 million. This increase is due in particular to an increase in working capital, which is logical in a growth phase, and to a non-favorable base effect. Working capital was low at the end of 2020. It should also be reminded that the dividend was paid in June for 5.5 million and that the group bought back shares in the first quarter for 1.7 million euros. In addition, the investment effort remains very sustained, of course, in R&D, but also in real estate projects. Raphael already talked about the construction of the production site in Belgium for the drone and system division. Thank you for your attention, and Raphael will take over to talk about the outlook.
Thank you, Loïc. So yes, we consider that we have a solid outlook for the end of the year and the coming years. On page 14, first, one of the strengths of the group is that we are well positioned on a sound and well-oriented market. I will cite worldwide renewal of mine hunting solution. Typically, many customers will renew their fleet, and we think we are able to gain a portion of this market. And also the trend of development and industry 4.0, which might have a positive impact on the 3D printing business, but also typically on the AGV potential. We have also a solid basis of revenue. The combination of a very significant backlog of 600 million plus the recurring revenue profile of all of our division enable us to be very confident for the future, and also the capacity to size the additional driver of growth. I mentioned new mine hunting contract, ramp up of medical 3D application, and also in a smaller portion acceleration in the consulting and in the engineering. I will conclude on slide 15. The fact that Group Gorgé is well positioned on a promising market, everybody knows that for many years. The new thing is that we think that now we can demonstrate that this position we have on the market will enable us also to deliver profitability, which started to improve. This is the reason why we are able to review slightly our guidance, which is now above 50% of growth on an organic basis. And the profitability is expected to continue on the trend set in H1 for the end of the year. And we are now, Loïc and myself, available to answer to the question you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question, you have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. It's 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a first question from Augustin Sos from Forzampar, BNP Paribas. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I will have three questions from our side. So step by step, the first one is we saw in the press today the Australian government turn around on the acquisition of submarine to naval group. And my question is, could this have an impact on the progress of the MMCM program with the Australian Navy in the mine war in Q4?
Okay. First, to be honest, we are not able to measure clearly the potential consequences. But the good thing is that this project is still ongoing. US has no special strength in the mine hunting capacity, especially on the drone side. And the player, the competition, the worldwide competition that we won 2 years ago was already on the completely open field. So first, we don't think that it should change something on this program, which I would say is not definitely not at the same strategic level compared to 12 nuclear submarines, not clearly not the same size, and the need for new mine hunting resources are still there. So we are still quite confident, but cautious. My first feeling, and after discussing with Hervé Guillou, chairman of ECA, but who was also chairman of Naval Group and who sold those submarines to the Australian. So we think that our analysis of the situation is well informed. We are not so preoccupied by this new development.
Okay, understood, very clear. The second question was, can you give some figures about the impact of steady on the income from ordinary activities, please?
I would say in the range of 1 million or between 0 to 1 million, in this range.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the last one was just some precision regarding the guidance for the rest of the year. It's in percentage of or in absolute terms, the continuing in the trend.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Regarding the guidance, you tell us the profitability will continue on the trend set in H1. It's in percentage or in absolute terms, just to precise?
In percentage.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question from Aurélien Sivignon from Oddo BHF. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, thank you for taking my questions. I have also three. First, on the engineering and protection system division and specifically actually on the nuclear part, how long do you think it will take to get back to a normative profitable level on this division? Then on that time on the drone and system division, how do you explain the EBITDA margin jump in H1? I mean, is it only thanks to the ramp up of the contract with the Belgium and Dutch navies, or is there something else that we should have in mind? And last question, this is also on the Australian tender. Is it still scheduled for Q4, or is it postponed to 2022? Thank you.
Okay. Nuclear business coming back to normal situation, I would say definitely not before, I would say, minimum middle of next year. Minimum. We are not talking about big figures, but I mean, this program ITER is complicated. It's a large offer for a contract for us. So yes, this is our answer. The growth in ECA margin, I would say it's a combination of yes, the ramp up of Belgium contract, and also the increase in the turnover that generates more margin compared to the fixed cost that hasn't increased as much as the turnover.
And in addition, it should be reminded that the aeronautics activities of ECA has been restructured in H2 2020. So the break-even point of this activity has been lowered.
And the last point on the Australia, I haven't been informed of any delay, and we may have some milestones in the next weeks or month, because it's not only the request for quotation, but we have several steps before, and those steps are still continuing as scheduled so far.
Thank you. That's very, very, very clear. I have also, if I may, one additional question. If we are going back on the engineering and production system division, so you're targeting to get back to a normative profitable level in mid 2022. So maybe not the easiest question, but do you think at that time it will be actually the right time to sell this division, or is it would it be too early?
Tough one. As I said previously, initial idea was to first restructure, put back the company to a satisfying level of profitability. To be honest, and no decision is taken in this direction, but if in case it would be too long or too difficult, we might consider other options.
Okay, I see. Thank you very much, Rafael.
Thank you. Next question from Ethan Kema from Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Just one very quick question from me. Could you please remind us of the next potential catalysts or news that you could hear from the drone business in terms of winning new contracts?
Sorry, not sure to understand. What is the next technical?
So for all of the tenders that you have currently put in proposals for, are there any contracts that are coming up that you can hear about whether you've won? So any outcomes to come up in the next 3 to 6 months?
I mean, we communicated on the Australian market, potential market, because Australia has communicated on this. So now we are allowed to do that, but we are working on other topics. I don't expect that a huge contract will be signed on this field. Huge mean something like 100 million. Before the end of the year, but yes, we are working on other contracts on a daily basis, and yes, we expect to sign other orders before the end of the year.
Got it. That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And last question actually registered from Thomas Renaud from Gilbert Dupont. So please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my questions, Augustin and Aurélien. I've already asked most of them. Just one maybe on your 2021 guidance about the raising of this guidance. Is it essentially linked to the 3D printing business or the other activity will also contribute better than expected before? Thank you.
I would say yes, we have a better view on the 3D printing business for sure, and on the others, we have also good trends, but we remain cautious because still some uncertainties are there. Typically, the impact of traveling restriction are still in some situation little preoccupying. So. Yes, the growth is, or the reason of the upgrade, which is not huge, is coming from mainly from 3D printing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We don't have any more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. It's 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you have to press 0 followed by 1. We have a new question from Sébastien Ollier from Kerotex.
Hi, thank you for this presentation and coming back on the Austrian news about submarines. It may be more a question for Hervé Guillaume, but you may have the reply. Hervé Guillaume is well informed about this kind of discussion between governments. So I am wondering if the abandon of the submarine contract will, at the end of the day, benefit for you in sort of kind of compensation?
Yes, you're right on many topics. Clearly, Hervé is probably the best person to discuss this kind of topic. And we had this discussion early this morning. Honestly, this is the reason why my first answer at the beginning of this call was we don't exactly know, because it could also have positive impact in case there are kind of compensation. Typically, France could benefit from this on other programs. So I think it's a little bit too early to go in this direction. I'm sure that there will be many, many discussions at a super high level on those topics. The good thing is that we will be probably informed, and we might be able to place ourselves in this game. And clearly, it is exactly on this kind of situation that we will see, and you will see the very huge impact that will have, I hope, the RVGU in having him as a chairman of ICA.
Thank you.
Thank you. We don't have any more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press 01 on the telephone keypad. It's 0 followed by 1 on the telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you have to press 0101 on your telephone keypad. Looks like we don't have any more questions. Back to you for the conclusion.
Okay. Sorry, thank you very much for attending this meeting, and our next meeting will be on the October 28th. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes our conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.